This morning I am reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, from verse 14. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And God always blesses the public reading of his inspired and his infallible word.
This morning, I want to speak about the kingdom speech. Don't worry, I'll explain that. One thing that has really blessed my life is learning how to speak the word of the Lord. Amen? It's really, really learning how to speak what God is saying about my life. Just like everybody in life, I have challenges, I have situations, sometimes I have mountains that I'm facing, but I've learned to overcome so many obstacles, problems, challenges, health problems in my life by the way I speak. And if this morning the Lord would just allow me just to speak and encourage somebody in this place this morning, because it's so important for us to speak the way God wants us to speak. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 16, and I'm going to start with verse 16. I've got so many passages that I want to get through this morning. If the Lord allows me, or if time permits me. We've been talking about the kingdom of God for the past 1 week in this church. And I thank God for Pastor Malcolm's teaching. Really, really encouraging us to lay hold of God. Amen. We know what the kingdom of God is all about. It's about the rule and the reign of God. Amen. We want to see God's rule. We want to see God's reign. We want to see God's power in our lives. We want to see things come to pass in our life in the name of Jesus. We want to see the kingdom of God come in the name of Jesus. I don't just want to live a kind of, you know, hey Sarah kind of life just there. I want to see God move in situations in my life. I want to see God move in the life of people around me in the name of Jesus. I have so many questions, just like you. Amen. I've got so many questions. I've got so many things that I'm asking God to do. Amen. Whether it's for me or for friends around me or for family around me. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine on Friday. I was talking about a common friend of ours who had a stroke just towards the end of last year. And it's like this friend of ours is giving up hope. And I'm asking God, "Where are you, Lord? Where are you? Where are you? He's gonna be 60 on the 31st of December this year. And I'm crying, really, really crying to the Lord. Lord, don't let him die. Amen. And I've got, you know, just like everybody in this place, I've got things that I'm battling with. But one thing that I know, that I serve a God that is alive. Amen. I know that God is alive. I've seen miracles in my own life. I've seen situations turned around in my own life. So one of the things that I'm doing is again and again is laying hold of the word of God. I'm praying it into situations. The Bible says in the book of Luke 16, verse 16, and that's where I'm going to start from this morning. It says, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached. Okay? The kingdom of God has been preached. In that time, we know that Jesus ushered in and inaugurated his own kingdom. Okay? So the kingdom of God, like the Bible says, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. The kingdom of God is present. Amen. His rule, his power, his justice, his love, his healing, his miracles, signs and wonders. They're all here in the name of Jesus. Amen. They're here. Amen. That's what the Bible says. The good news has been preached. So the Bible says in that Luke 16:16, that the kingdom of God has been preached and everyone is pressing into it. Now my question today is, are you pressing into it? That's the big question. Am I pressing into it? Amen. If you're not, come on, let's go. If you're not, let's go for it. Let's see God move in a way that we have never seen him move before, because we're pressing into it in the name of Jesus. I invite you. Let's all do this in the name of Jesus. Let's press in. The Bible says that everybody is pressing into it. Pressing into the kingdom of God. The healing, the peace, the righteousness, the joy. Amen. The Bible said that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm looking for those things that will make me excited. Amen. I'm looking for those kind of things that will cost me. Have you ever seen those Nigerians when they get a testimony? They roll from one end to the other. I want those kind of things in my life, to be able to roll. I mean, have you ever seen them? They will roll from one end and they will roll back again. Why? Because God has done something in their lives. Amen. I'm looking for those kind of things. Amen. I'm looking for something that God would do in my life, that will come to church on a Sunday morning with or without the permission of Pastor Malcolm. I'm going to roll from here all the way there and roll back. Why? Because I'm full of joy. Amen. Come in, somebody here. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? You don't need the permission of any usher. You just come. You just come and then you roll there and then you roll back. Why? Because you know what God has done for you. Are you with me? Those are the kind of miracles that I'm looking for in the name of Jesus. So what do we need to do? We need to speak, people of God. Amen. We need to speak. We need to speak. And speaking has really helped me. I have to speak. I have to. You know, I remember speaking. For me, speaking is important. I remember this is many years ago, and I give you two instances, and then I'll show you how to speak. I remember walking. I was actually in the bus one day, and this young girl, there's an old lady there. This young girl came in with a pram, with a little baby. And this old lady looked at the baby and said, "You little devil." And the response, you see, they're speaking. And the response of the young girl was, "Ini." And I'm thinking, "Ini? Ini? Ini?" There was a, "You little devil, Ini." And I'm thinking, my God, you little. And the baby too was, ee! And I'm thinking, the woman is just costing your life here. Amen. If you don't speak, somebody will speak on your behalf. Come on, people of God. If you don't get those words in your spirit, in your heart, somebody will speak on your behalf. It's a true story. 3 weeks ago, true story. I don't know what I was doing. It was about 1 a.m. Then I got this phone call. 1 a.m. And somebody said to me, it was actually a voice of a lady. She said, "Is that Tayo Awoyera?" Actually, funny enough, now, who calls you at 1 a.m.? Who calls you? Actually, I tried to actually to stop the call. I turned off my phone, not turn it off. What do you do? No, not even silent. You know, somebody call you, you turn it off. You know, not turn off the phone, but you know what I mean. Oh, thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Reject. That's the word I'm looking for. I reject the call. One, you know, but see, look, come on. I've got kids. Of course, they're old kids, so you never know when somebody's trying to call you. So I picked. And this lady on the phone said, "Is that Tayo Awera?" And I said, "Yes, Tayo Awera." He said, "Is it okay? Listen to this. Is it okay if we deliver the pork to you 4 a.m. this morning?" And I thought, I'm telling you, devil. Deliver pork 4 a.m.? Are you kidding? It's serious. And I think, oh, enemy, 1 a.m.? You just need me to say yes. Oh, trust me. I rose. Remember, I wasn't sleeping. I rose. I said, "How dare you?" She actually dropped the phone anyway. Do you know who you are talking to? Do you know I'm a man of God? Bring pork to my house 4 a.m. Who are you? Amen. If you don't talk, amen. Hallelujah. So when we talk about the kingdom speech, it's the way we speak. It's the way the believer speaks. It's your communication in life. Amen. It's the way you speak when you're facing challenges, when you're facing difficulties, when the enemy is trying to get you. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom speech is a transmission of thoughts. It's an expression of your thoughts. You got to make sure that your heart is filled with the word of God. Because your speech is not just talking, it's talking the right thing. Could you imagine? I don't even know what that person was looking for. I don't know. I've shared this with friends. Some say it was an attack. Some say it was, I don't know. But who calls somebody early in the morning to deliver pork? Especially pork that you did not order. I did not order no pork. I don't know. I don't know the reason behind it. Whether the person's, I just don't know. Probably there's some prophets in the house that can give me some explanation what this wasn't about. But one thing I know, I spoke the word of God. I had to rise and speak the word of God. Amen. See, kingdom speech is a speech that partners with God's intentions. When you speak what God is saying, that's what kingdom speech is all about. And we need it. We need it for our lives. We need it for the people around us. See, the kingdom speech is something that flows. It flows from a renewed mind. It's when your mind has been renewed and you start speaking negative and you speak according to the will and the plans of God for your life. Amen. Are you with me today? Kingdom speech is a believer's speech that is anchored in the Spirit of God. And I'm going to give you some examples of that this morning, because I know that God wants us to speak the way He speaks. Amen. Some of our Old Testament folks, they understood this. Psalms 23. One of the darkest days of David's life. He was being chased everywhere. Amen. He was being chased by King Saul. What do you think he was doing? When he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Who speaks like that when trials and difficulties are facing you? Believers do. Children of God do. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That's a kingdom speech. That's a speech that is addressing all the principalities and powers around him. Telling those powers that I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be moved. I don't care what is going around me, but I'm not going to be moved by what you are telling me, devil. That's a kingdom speech. I like it because it gets better. It gets better in verse 5 of Psalm 23. Amen. Psalm 23, verse 5. It gets better when it speaks about a table has been laid before him in the presence of his enemy. Amen? Amen. He said, the Lord has prepared a table. Amen. He said, the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He's speaking of what he sees. Then he speaks about his head being anointed with oil and his cup running over. We talk about welcome and appreciated by a king. But the key speech is in verse 6. Hallelujah. The key speech is in verse 6. When David says, I mean, the guy is looking around. The devil is there. He's looking around. Wow, the king loves me. I'm eating. I'm feasting. You got to learn how to speak. What did he say? He said, surely, hallelujah. He said, surely. He said, speech. Amen. He said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. It's a speech. He's announcing to powers and principalities. It's like, leave me alone, guys, because I know what's following me. Amen. No sorrow, no sickness, no disaster, no problems are going to follow me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We have men in the Bible that spoke. We have another guy called Jabez. Remember his story? 1 Chronicles chapter 4. I mean, that's a major breakthrough. Because what we understand through Chronicles is this one beget this one, 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 this one. Just history about the lineages of men. And then the Bible says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Amen. But he had to speak. He was a good man. But he was facing challenges. He was a good man. Jabez was a good man, more honorable than his brothers. He's a good guy. But there's nothing until he spoke. Amen. Nothing happens until you speak. Amen. He was a good man, good brother, nice brother, but had problems. Nobody wanted to sit next to him. His name was Pain. Everywhere he goes, he causes pain. More honorable than his brothers. And the Bible says, I like that. Because sometimes it's not just speaking, it's crying. It's articulating your speech with force. Amen. Amen. There's a forcefulness behind his speech. Amen. There's a determination. There's a desire. There's a strong desire for his breakthrough. There's a strong desire for what he's believing God for. Amen. It's so strong in him. Amen. That he's not just asking, can you please give me a cup of tea? Amen. There's something strong about him. He said, that God will bless me indeed. Come on. That's a speech, people of God. That's a speech. He's not just talking. He's addressing principalities and powers and asking the living God to bless him. He said, that you will bless me indeed. And then he said, enlarge my territory. That's a speech. What are you saying today in the name of Jesus? What's your speech? What's your speech? Because you can be saying something and you can be saying the wrong thing. Like that young lady, she kept on saying, in it. Somebody's cursing your baby and trust me. Thank God anyway. Thank God it wasn't me. I would have probably been in prison by now. You know, you little devil. Amen. And again, amen. She's speaking, but she's saying the wrong thing. Amen. Jabez said, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Look at the end of verse 9 or 10. And the Bible said that God granted him what he prayed for, what he asked for. There's something that you do. There's a speech that you utter. There's something that comes out of your mouth that causes God Almighty to grant you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. See, speaking like this is like you're ushering the kingdom of God into your situation. You're bringing the kingdom of God. You're bringing down, you're using your word and your speech to bring the word of God down. That's what it means by pressing in. You're speaking, you're saying, let thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come. I like it. When you go to the book of what yesterday just read, look, chapter 4. That's another speech. It's another speech. The Bible said that Jesus went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Hallelujah. And could you imagine what Jesus was doing? What Jesus was doing? Amen. Jesus was bringing 800 years through his speech. You know, something that was said 800 years ago, he was bringing into reality. Amen. He was bringing a promise that was given to Israel 800 years. He was bringing it with his speech. He was bringing it into reality. Hallelujah. Bringing it down. So this time, he's not just saying it. He's not just saying it. But he's bringing the word alive. He's bringing the word of Isaiah. He's bringing it into reality. The word has become alive. Jesus said, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me. He said, come on, guys. It's here. The spirit is here. God has anointed me. They understand what anointing means. Amen. God has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And everybody's like, what's he on about? He's bringing the reality of the kingdom into the situations of human beings. He said, I'm here, guys. I'm here. Amen. I'm bringing that which was spoken 800 years ago. I'm bringing it into reality. I'm bringing it into your present. Are you going to do something about it? All kind of breakthroughs could have happened that day if God's people understood what Jesus was on about. All kind of healings and miracles could have happened. Amen. Brokenhearted people could be restored. Amen. Prison doors could have been opened. Things that have been locked up in people's life for generations. Open the prison doors, set people free. All kind of captivities, all kind of deliverance could have happened that day. He was manifesting the glory of God. He was bringing the kingdom of God down. Amen. Come on, people of God. The same way that Jesus is present in this place today. Jesus is here. He wants you to speak. He wants you to communicate the word of heaven so that things can change in your life in the name of Jesus. He wants you to see the kingdom. He wants you to experience the kingdom. From what happened 2 years ago, life can never be the same in KTLCC. Actually, we don't want life to be the same. Amen. We want to see God move. We want to speak things and declare things and pray things. Amen. We want to see our lives change. We want to see people. Come on. I'm believing God, there must be a queue of people. We call them the rollers. Amen. There must be a queue of every Sunday. We just want to roll and give God praise. Why not? Who's going to start? Who's going to start? Amen. I was going to say me, but I me. Who's going to start? Say, do you know what God has done for me? Amen. Come on, I know. Look, I've got stories. Some of you know my stories. I've got stories. I've seen God move in my own life. I've seen God move. Don't want to go into those stories, but I've seen God move. Testimonies of healing. Of where the enemy is pronouncing one thing over my life and I'm saying the different thing. Amen. I'm still here. This is the guy that diagnosed with cancer 10 years old. Not 10, about 12 years ago now. Nonsense. No. That's me. I'm not. Come on, everybody with their own testimony. I told the doctor, you're talking nonsense. I told him, now, Mama Kemi knows my. I told him, you're talking nonsense. I know what God is saying about me. And actually, it did end up, they were talking nonsense, by the way. So I was right from the beginning. I was right from the beginning, I was right. You guys don't know what you're looking for. Amen. Come on. It's up to you. I've seen breakthroughs in my life. I've seen breakthroughs. We've seen breakthroughs in this church by just speaking. Amen. Amen. You keep quiet, the devil will get you. You got to learn to speak. But not just any kind of speaking. You got to speak according to the will and the word of God. Amen. Jesus said, I'm here. I'm here to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. Amen. Then he closed the book and sat down. They closed the book, sat down, and the Bible says, all eyes of everybody in the synagogue were fixed on him. They're like, really? Because the only thing they could see and hear is gracious words. Listen to me. The word of God is more than gracious words. It's the word that can free you. It's the word that can promote you. It's the word that can heal you. Amen. It's the word that can release you. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus made a bold statement. He said, this word has been fulfilled in your hearing. It's done. What are we waiting for? It's done. Hallelujah. It's done, people of God. It's done. That word is alive in this place today. That word, Luke chapter 4, 18, is alive in this place today. Amen. The good news is being preached. People are being set free. Hallelujah. Amen. People are being healed. It's that word is working here right now. Amen. That word is alive. It's been fulfilled many years ago. Jesus fulfilled it. And that word is alive here today now. It's just for somebody to take it. In Jesus' name. Just take it. If it's yours, take it. Take it. If it's yours, just take it. It's all yours. It's free. God is good. God wants us to speak. Hallelujah. I remember many years ago meeting is an Islamic scholar. He's a friend of my dad. And that's why you got to be very careful that you're not careless when you're dealing with people. This man asked me, young man, what is your name? Say, young man, what is your name? I was a bit casual, not understanding what he was talking about. Remember, I come from a Muslim background. I said, my name is Tayo, sir. And he looked at me. I mean, you know, sometimes Nigerians can, elderly people, they can be bullies. And you got to learn to bully them back in the right way. So he said again, he said, young man, what is your name? I said, my name is Tayo, sir. And he said, do not give me that. Then I realized he wanted me to say my name is Abdul Karim, Isaka, you know, that kind of stuff. Wrong person you're dealing with, my friend. Wrong person. I ain't no Isaka. I ain't no Abdul Rahim. My name is Tayo. Amen. Come on. That's gone. In the name of Jesus. That's gone. That's gone. So don't even ask me what my Muslim name is, because I don't have one. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm born again. He was trying to take me back to Egypt. Amen. So he's asking me, what is my name? What is my name? Oh my God, you could have seen that day. I spoke. Amen. Because God will rise inside of you. Amen. Amen. Well, I spoke and I spoke. Some of the speaking I'm not proud of. Because I actually threw the man out of my house. You gotta do it that way sometimes. That's radical. Amen. Listen, please. When the enemy is coming for you, they don't think that way. They want to get you. You understand what I'm saying? They want to get you. And I learned how to speak. And I insisted, my name is Tayo, and that's the only name you're going to hear from me. And if you don't like what I'm saying, sir, get out of my house. Seriously. I actually threw him out. He's like, my dad's age in those days. I threw him out. And the man shook me and said to me, nobody has ever spoken to me like this in my life. And there's always a day. They will get, you need to understand where some of these guys are coming from. They'll get you. What about Mark chapter 10? There's another speech there. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. There's another speech there. Hallelujah. There's another speech. There's a good speech there. The Bible says that Jesus came to Jericho. Jesus went to Jericho with his disciples. And there was a guy there called Bartimaeus who was blind. Jesus goes in, nothing happens. Nobody says a word. Jesus goes in, nobody says a word. Nobody says a word. Jesus comes out, don't know what happened. The guy can't see, but at least he can speak. At least he can speak. Amen. There's a speech that brings a breakthrough to your life. Amen. There's a speech. There's something that you say that brings a breakthrough to your life. Amen. He wants to change his life. He's a beggar. He's a beggar. Do you see how speeches can turn your life around? He's a beggar. And he's been begging for many years. Hallelujah. He's been begging. The Bible says that when he heard that he was Jesus of Nazareth, the Bible says he began to cry out. You know, he made a speech. He made a speech. He was speaking. And the speech was, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. That's what you call an articulated speech. You know exactly what you're looking for. You understand? You know exactly what you're looking for. You know what you want. Amen. You know exactly what you're looking for. This is not messing around, people of God. Would you, can you, should you, all that kind of stuff. No, you know exactly what you're looking for. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Of course, the people who don't understand that kind of speech, the Bible says, some of them warned him to be quiet. Like, don't talk. Come on, people of God. Don't talk. I've been sitting down here for the past 20 years, and the only advice I've got from you, the only speech that I'm getting from you, is to keep quiet. I beg. Are you with me? I've been here for the past 30 years, and I'm making you don't even understand the courage to be able to speak like this. Amen. I'm not even sure what I'm directing. When I'm directing my speech, I don't know whether Jesus is left, right, center, or up there. But I'm directing my speech by faith. And the only advice that you have for me is to be quiet. That's the enemy, people of God. That's the enemy. The enemy doesn't want you to talk. Oh, we shall talk. Come on, child of God. Ah, you know what? We are talking. We are speaking. Hallelujah. Come on. Don't you? Oh, I've learned. Like I said, I've learned. Oh, I sometimes look at myself and I thank God what I am sometimes. Amen. Because sometimes I've done it before where there was a time I'm free now in the name of Jesus. I can walk into a shop and buy whatever I want nowadays. Amen. Up to £10,000. Years ago, no penny. I'm telling you, no penny. Nothing. And I remember one day I called a conference. It's a true story. I called a conference with poverty and debts and bills. And I put them on the chair. I had a circle. And I put all them on the chair. And I began to address them. I began to speak. I gave a lecture for 10 minutes. You will never harass me again in the name of Jesus. it's true. Amen. Listen, if you bring your bills, I pay for you. No. I'm telling you. For 10 years, let me go. You, 15 years, free me. You, last week, if I come again. I addressed them, and I spoke. Come on. Listen, those days were bad. When the postman comes and the letter drops, you don't even want to go downstairs. Now I go downstairs with joy. You know why? I have spoken. Is somebody here today? I have spoken. Amen. I am enjoying the fruits of my spoken word. Are you with me? I'm enjoying the fruits of what I've spoken. Amen. Because some of those things, they're eternal. You speak and they last forever. Are you with me? You speak and that's it. You speak. You know, because, and when the devil knows that you are a speaker, he will not harass you. He won't. Amen. He won't. Because, you know, every time you speak and there's a result, you actually disgrace the devil. Come on. You shame the devil. You shame the devil. Let me finish with this so we can pray. So what happened? He said, Son of David, have mercy on me. He's speaking. They warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more. Determination. Determination. He cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And I like it. The Bible says when Jesus heard that kind of speech, the Bible says he stood still. Hey, come on. Jesus is waiting for you. The Bible says he stood still. Amen. He stood still. There's a lot there. Jesus answered and said to him, you gotta speak. He said, what? You know, Jesus also spoke. He said, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said, Rabboni, speech. That's a speech. It's addressing Jesus. That's an address. You understand? That's a speech. He said, Rabboni, that I might have my sight. I want to see. Then Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. There are four things about speeches that I'm going to leave with you before we pray. For you to speak, you must be bold. You need boldness. You need courage. Amen? You need to be bold. When you speak, you need to be bold. Number two, you need faith. Faith must fuel your speech. Faith that you believe that what you're about to say. Listen, I'm sitting in front of a consultant and I'm rubbishing everything that he's saying to me. I'm rubbishing everything. You understand? My first introduction to him was, when you talk to me, call me Pastor Tayo. It's true. I'll address you as doctor, call me pastor. So let's know where we're coming from. Me, I'm a man of God. You're a medical doctor. Who's in charge? The man of God is. Amen? When you make speech like that, you need to understand that you have the authority of heaven to speak. Amen. You're not speaking in your own right, but you're speaking because heaven has given you permission. And number four, when you speak from revelation. The way I spoke, God spoke to me. So please don't just think I just went and sat with a doctor. No, God already spoke to me. God spoke to me about my victory, about my freedom and my healing. Amen? So I'm speaking out of revelation. Not just out of wishy-washy thinking. I'm speaking out of revelation. God encountered me. God met with me on a sick bed. God gave me a word. So when I'm speaking out of revelation. And God wants every single person in this place to enjoy that today. So my question to you is, what are you speaking? What speech are you going to make? What speech? What are you going to say about your life? About your ministry? About your health? About your finances? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Hallelujah. What are you going to say? I'll give you one more testimony. During COVID, when everybody was looking for money, I don't even know, this thing just came upon me. This grace, this anointing just came upon me. And I kept on praying, Lord, I want to be mortgage free. 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 I didn't want no debts. I'm telling you, I believe it's the word of the Lord. And I began to pray. During that COVID, I paid off my mortgage. Supernaturally, God provided. During COVID, where everybody is following and all the lowing and everywhere, me, I'm trusting God that even in when everybody is saying foul, 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 I'm saying blessing, 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 blessing. Why? It's a speech. Amen. You are a speech away from your miracle. You're a speech away from your breakthrough. You're a speech away from your healing. I know it sounds easy, but the truth is, when God puts a word inside of you, the only thing you do is just to stand on it and just wait for it to happen.